بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا تزقوا أنفسكم وأعلموا بالتقوى This is one ayat which was recited tonight. So Allah Ta'ala says that no one can say that he is pure and no one can praise himself. Praise is only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You don't know who is who. And this ayat was revealed at a time when one of the Sahabiyas had a name which brought about a claim in the meaning. So when that name was not good, then Allah Ta'ala sent this ayat down, فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. There must be no such thing as any kind of claim in you at all. What kind of claim can you have in you? You have nothing at all. You cannot say you are pious. Your piety, who knows? وَعَلَمُ بِالتَّقْوَى. Allah says, only Allah knows who is high and who has got taqwa. No one can rely on his own taqwa at any time. You will not feel that you got something in you. You mustn't claim any time. Any kind of claim that you make will bring about destruction for the hereafter. When a person begins to claim himself, I'm very pious, then you must know there's a very big fault in him. Because no one in his life but a person who must say he's pious. If others look at you and say he's pious, Allah must make him pious. But he himself cannot claim anything. Today we claim very quickly that I'm like that and I'm like that. So we have to be very careful what we say, what we do. So Allah Ta'ala made it very clear, who alam bi taqwa. And only Allah Ta'ala knows who this person. However, thereafter, Ibrahim al-Islam and Musa in Sanskrit was mentioned. Of every action, everyone is paid for his own actions. No one takes next person's action in his head. The burden, everyone holds their own burden. Likewise, when happiness and sadness come from Allah Ta'ala. Happiness and sadness come from Allah Ta'ala. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, even wealth and poverty come from Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala decides who to give wealth. Allah ta'ala decides who to keep a person poor. All this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can change the situation of any kind when Allah ta'ala does this. Likewise, everyone must know this much, that everyone is going to die and return to Allah Ta'ala. This is one thing you must have in heart, in mind all the time. We are going to die and return to Allah Ta'ala. When you have this in mind, you try to become a better Muslim. Because you know that you're going to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now that person is heart to heart and think to himself that I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. Am I ready or not? So if you begin to think like that all the time that I'm going to return to Allah Ta'ala, then it's kind of a fear will come in him. And he begins to try to improve himself. Likewise, another ayah to this, but remember that Allah Ta'ala will be, as you pass away, he will bring you back in the world. As you come, you will be back in the world too. And you will be face Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. These kind of things being mentioned in the Quran, not just meant to mention, to bring about an awakeness in us, that we got so engrossed in the world to that extent that we forget that we will meet Allah Ta'ala. We forget we will face Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this kind of thoughts, if we bring to our mind all the time, that will bring about difference in our life. But thereafter, the another ayat, أَلَمْ يَأْلِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبٍ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, warning us, أَلَمْ يَأْلِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has that time not yet come for you? Allah Ta'ala is saying, has that time not yet come for you to bow down toward the command of Allah? أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبٍ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And do not become like the people of the books. That for a very long time they showed disrespect to the Nabi of that time. And they turned away from the books. The end result was they became all fasiqs. In other words, kafir. Now we must look into our life. Allah has said this in the Quran regarding them. We have to look how much we have turned away from the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have no more fear. We have turned so much of disrespect to his Sunnah also. So we, as a reminder for us, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who have iman, أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبٌ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not yet come for you to remember, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, In other words, why and when will the time come? The time will come when Malakul Maut will come and take you away. In other words, a reminder for us. So each and every one of us will take this in mind at heart that when the time comes, the time has come now. The time has come now. Our eyes are open now. Let us turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given us the month of Ramadan to bring about a better person so that we become a better person after Ramadan too. Then we will not turn, then we will turn. Allah Ta'ala amal kum tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والاقرب المتقين والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره والفوز بالجنه والنجاه فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على قول سيدنا محمد رحمه